This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world.
We got to get him back up for a full hour. I know that he's going to be co-hosting some in January when I am taking an absolutely mandatory workstation. Only I can interrupt my own intros.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex
Roger Jones coming up, Matt Bracken's coming up, Paul Watson hosts the fourth hour from London. Such an important hour because you get a lot of the news in that hour, not just my babble. David Knight and others host it. I want to go to more calls here. Let's talk to Jeremy in Texas. What do you think is coming next as a distraction or a way to try to derail Trump?
Alex, I think ultimately the Federal Reserve is going to dump the dollar. I believe the recent DDoS attack on InfoWars was a shot heard around the world, and it is a warning shot to warn everybody that we can, in fact, shut down the American grid with a DDoS attack. That's what I'm thinking in a nutshell, and it really comes down to the economic power shifting. I believe that the elite want to bring order out of chaos naturally, so they've lost total control, and they want to hedge everything on chaos. In fact, the FEMA and NASA have been meeting recently in Southern California over potential asteroid strikes.
Oh, they're saying a huge earthquake's way overdue in California. It's hit everywhere on the Great Ring of Fire except there. It's supposed to be like an 8 or a 7.8 next time it hits, it's estimated. But you know, you're right. They're betting everything on chaos, but the momentum is against them. I appreciate your call. By the way, folks, InfoWars is, you know, in the top 100 websites in the world. The issue is we have one of the biggest companies in the world, as MasterCard, Visa, you name it. They said, don't worry, we flipped on systems that, you know, state sponsors will have trouble bringing down. Well, they brought it down again. So it was sophisticated, massive, quadruple pronged, and went over 4 days, and I'm sure it'll hit again. Gerald Celente.
Yes, I want to urge everybody listening to, you know, support InfoWars. Buy the products that they're selling. They're made in America. They're made with quality and pride. And the major media is doing everything they can to sell this lie of fake news when they are the greatest purveyors of it. So really, put your money where your mind is and make this happen, because now is our time. And as someone once said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, Samuel Adams. So everyone out there, do what you can to make all this happen, because, you know, the negatives are there, you know, eliminate them. Let's hit the positives. And the positives are we the people. And now has never been a better time. As for the dollar, I think it's going to continue to get stronger. You look at the yuan, they have a – this is where I disagree with Trump, by the way. The Chinese are not devaluing their currency. They're doing everything they can trying to prop it up. They just had $70 billion worth of outflow.
Well, I mean, I agree, but it's still a paradox. When it goes low, it still hurts our manufacturing. But they've so overprinted that it's kind of a – you know, it's damn if you, damn if you don't, but I think you're right. Real quick, Trevor in Wyoming, I know this is a question you don't want. What's your question or comment for Gerald Celente? Go ahead, Trevor.
It would be about China stockpiling silver and gold over the past decade. And to that same line of thinking is, if they do crash global markets, will they then go to a gold or silver-backed currency that, being that China and India have been buying it up, that they're ultimately going to hold the lion's share and
We're almost out of time. Sorry to get you guys in short. Real quick, Gerald, answer to that.
Yeah, well, again, China's reserve currencies are down 20%. The people are buying gold. They've driven Bitcoin up 34%. So you go to whether it's India, China, they all want gold. But the governments are trying to stop them from buying it because they know how worthless their currencies are. But regardless, there'll be ups and downs. But the long term, we still see gold as a safe haven, and China and India is the biggest buyers.
It's a definitely an interesting time, to use the Chinese proverb. Thank you, Gerald Celente, friendsresearch.com. Stay with us. Roger Stone, straight ahead.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay down over me.
It's our theme song, No More Mr. Nice Guy. Yeah, I used to be a really nice guy till they got a hold of me. You know what? I don't care anymore. I got lots of friends because they read the newspapers, and the newspapers are the enemy. So if the newspapers are attacking me, I must be a good guy. That's how little power the establishment has. The only power they have is to endorse you, and then the public will turn against you. Donald Trump has learned that. We've all learned that. We've seen the entire media establishment do everything they could to defeat Trump, to lie about him, to call him racist, a homophobe, then a Russian agent, a rapist, all of it fake. And now, he got the 270, well past it, 300-plus, with the electors yesterday. We're 30 days out from the January 20th Friday event that will happen in D.C. And my question is, what will they try to pull now, or what to look for now, from the man, Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, and obviously good friends with Trump, former wingman of Trump, who never tells us anything Trump told us. Just tells us what we should look for coming up in the future. So he's with us for one segment. He's been up writing. He's a little bit under the weather. But he's here to celebrate with a victory lap the fact that we got the election and now he's gotten the delegates, and all the sabotage failed. So congratulations, Roger Stone, and also to all the listeners for taking action. We're the winners in the uphill battle in the election of the century.
Alex, it's great to be with you today. I got a little bout of food poisoning, but delighted to say that I have rallied. As you know, I'm kind of hunkered down trying to finish the manuscript for my book, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated an American Revolution. But you're exactly right. The coup d'etat has fizzled. All that sturm and drang about the electors and the harping on the popular vote, then the completely phony $3.5 million recount in Wisconsin, which produced nothing but a slight gain for Donald Trump. And then there was this assault on the electors, threatened with murder, threatened with violence, threatened to be destroyed. And they picked up one electorate. So the score is, I would say, David Brock is now 0-2. And if I were George Soros and I had laid out $300, $400 million, I would want my money back.
You know, I don't normally make fun of people's appearances, but he looks like some kind of weird poodle dog or something with that fake Einstein hair. He just looks like the biggest phony intellectual dumbass the world has ever seen. This is a supposed brainiac. I mean, the guy's a complete joke. He thought demonizing Trump with Alex Jones would make people turn against Trump when all it did was give Trump that allure of true revolutionary sexiness.
Yeah, it was an entire miscalculation. Somehow the idea that if you smeared Roger Stone, if you smeared Alex Jones, if you smeared the other so-called deplorables, that would elect Hillary Clinton and erase her various warts and blemishes, which are obviously quite substantial.
And they thought kicking you in their internal memos and video that we've caught, the MVP off Fox, CNN, MSNBC, officially banned for the last year and a half, that only made you focus on the new media more and made you even bigger. So it's so funny. They thought they took you out of the game.
Well, and the irony here now, Alex, is that we're fighting over so-called fake news, because I've been subjected to fake news three times in the last week. First, John Podesta wrote in the Washington Post that I tipped Donald Trump off to Russian hacking by WikiLeaks, a total and complete falsehood. Then the White House press secretary attacked me by name, suggesting yet again that I told Donald Trump in advance of some Russian hacking. That's twice. And now, frankly, with some fulfillment, PolitiFact comes forward and they admit yesterday, no evidence whatsoever of Russian hacking. Now, that's the fake news. We are the real news, which is why I urge people to go to the InfoWars site and sign the petition now to make sure the president understands we don't need a civilian censorship board secretly run by the CIA to decide what is and is not real news.
And by the way, I need to call Bannon and people. I've been too busy. We've mailed the 100,000 signatures that we printed up so that they physically see them to Trump Tower. So I hope that isn't taken as a giant, you know what, in the punch bowl. But obviously Trump wants to support the free speech and the independent media that helped get him elected. We're also going to then mail it on to Congress and on to the Congress folks. Obviously it's a stunt to show what's happened, but people can sign the next wave of the petition that we're going to deliver as well at Infowars.com/newsletter. There's the main newsletter, then there's also the free speech coalition we founded. But wow, so they graduated from getting caught lying and having no credibility to openly wanting to shut us up. And even Matt Taibbi, the Rolling Stone, said this is worse than McCarthy. I mean, these people are crazy. How do you expect this to play out, Roger?
Yeah, no, Alex is exactly right. This is the new McCarthyism. In other words, if you are not for war over Syria, presumably with the Russians, then you must be a traitor to the country that you love. You must be a spy for Putin. It's ironic, is it not, that their whole meme was exactly the same before the election as it is after the election. You can go to look at back-to-back Washington Post analysis pieces before the election, Podesta says Stone is a Soviet spy. After the election, he essentially says Stone is a Soviet spy. It was a lie then. It's a lie now.
The great part, though, no one buys it. It's a huge joke. All over the internet, the memes are incredible. No one buys it. No one.
No one, though, is worse than John Brennan, the CIA director. First of all, I believe that he is an Islamic sympathizer. I think that he has been a great proponent of the Muslim Brotherhood. He refused to use a Bible to be sworn into his august office. Many people in intelligence believe that he has himself converted to Wahhabism. By the way, he was also predicting that the Russians would hack the election before the election. Now he's saying it again. That's because Clapper and these others, Dr. James Clapper, who runs Defense Intelligence, pointed out that the CIA had no evidence. That's why Brennan had to jump back in and said, oh, yes, we do. But he doesn't. He needs to go. The instant Donald Trump is elected, he needs to go.
Well, absolutely. He is going to be gone, gone, gone. In the time we have, I want you to rest and get back to the book. But looking at this, obviously, what else do you think is on POTUS's 45's radar screen? What are other big issues we've got to look out for as far as appointments? Other dirty tricks you think they might pull to keep him from getting in there? Obviously, they're going to want a bunch of hysteria at the inauguration, but it seems like American people, as his poll numbers only go up, get now how pathetic all this is.
Well, two things, Alex. One, a major story in New York Magazine on the case for impeachment of Donald Trump. Now, I guess that this is an admission that they're not going to stop his being sworn in. So, therefore, the drumbeat for impeachment over some imagined or manufactured ethical issues appears to me to be afoot. We also now have a claim of Trump saying racially inappropriate things prior to an Apprentice taping. Let's wait and see if there really is a tape. We heard this canard before during the election. But they're going to continue to try to delegitimize Trump in any way possible.
Sure, and it's not vindictiveness. He's got to go on the offense against the Clintons and all the people that really got money from Russia, or they're never going to stop. I mean, the thing is, he can't just be nice. They're not going to go away.
Well, plus, at the same time, we have our internal battles. So I read a piece that astounded me in Newsmax the other day that the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, Richard Haass, was destined to be the number two man at the Trump State Department. Let me just say for the record, don't bet the ranch.
And you've said that about Romney as well. I know you just imagined it yourself. Trump was never toying with him like a cat with a mouse. I love the photo of him at Trump Tower, though, having dinner with Priebus and Romney, and he looks like the cat that just ate the canary, that very cat-like face on Trump.
Alex, I have an instinctual belief that Richard Haass is not going to get this job and that Donald Trump is not going to elevate the head of the CFR to anything. You know, when I spoke to him last, I can divulge this, I said to him, you've got an awful lot of guys from Goldman Sachs. And he said, yeah, you know why? They're really, really smart guys. But if anybody doesn't think I'm making policy and they're carrying it out, they don't understand why I hired them.
So are you breaking that here? That is major news.
Yeah, this is he's in charge here. There's no question about it. And he is seeking out extraordinarily capable people. Nobody ever said the guys at Goldman are dumb. They have made billions for
trillions.
Their clients.
Trillions.
But the agenda is very clearly Trump's.
Let's add to this. You know, I gave the analogy and the media made jokes about it, saying Alex Jones is worried about Trump and goblins. No, I said, let's say he's in Lord of the Rings and he's got to go into a goblin's nest. There's a kind of a goblin aide like Gollum that's going to lead him in. It doesn't mean that he gets in bed with a goblin. It doesn't mean he marries a goblin or has babies with goblins. He's going to have some Rents Priebuses, Gollum-like creatures and other goblin-like creatures that are from Mordor. They're going to lead him around and show him how to get stuff done, where the keys are, where the torches are, you know, how to get stuff done. And so that's what we see. And we see him now delivering on his agenda and bringing in outsiders like Rex Tillerson, who is from the corporate world, getting stuff done from the real world, not the fictional world. And that's really scaring the power structure.
No, I think Trump is intent on recruiting men and women whose focus has been making a profit for their business or for their customers. Someone who is bottom line oriented, because, of course, no one in government cares about the bottom line ever.
Let's expand on this in the few minutes we have left with Roger Stone, who is writing his epic book. I've already ordered 10,000 of them. That's how big I think this book's going to be, ladies and gentlemen. We normally order like 500 of a book, okay? So this is going to be huge. Believe me, I've already been able to see some of it. It's going to be total inside baseball, stuff you're not going to learn anywhere else. And he's only finishing in the next week or so you'll get right up until now. Now, obviously, you've talked quite a bit to POTUS, and I'll just leave it at that, our president-elect, 45. What else can you impart to folks? Because I have vice here. They've asked me twice. What about Goldman Sachs? What about Goldman Sachs? You say Goldman Sachs is bad. And I say, wait, I have Naomi Prinz on, who's a former managing director. She exposes the globalists. They get the brightest people. It's the biggest brokerage bank, you know, state loaning bank in the world. Obviously, they've got the good, the bad, and the ugly. I don't like the heads of it, you know, like Corzine and others, you know, giving to gun control, giving to carbon taxes. I'd love to have Trump make them reform themselves, which the president could do. Obviously, if you're going to get the top banking people, that's who you get to then make them carry out his will to make America great again. Now, if I see gun control or globalism, then I'm going to go completely crazy. But so far, we don't, and you haven't even told me that, and that's amazing, this new info that he explained himself on that, saying they're going to do my will, they're going to carry out my agenda. So please elaborate.
Well, Trump has, throughout his entire career, been a very good judge of character and selected exemplary people to work for him. And then he backs them up and gives them their head. This is the way he's always operated in business, and it's worked very well for him. At the same time, making it clear that the agenda is his, that the objectives are his. And I think that's exactly what we have here. Meanwhile, he is now in Palm Beach, playing a little golf, getting some well-deserved R&R, but still working every day. He was really pumped up about his trip to Alabama and his terrific outpouring there. We are looking at the inaugural with some excitement. You know, I don't know if you know this, Alex, but the Deplorable, which was originally scheduled for the Clarendon Ballroom in Roslyn, Virginia,
it got canceled, and they even have copies of the fact.
And has now been resurrected at the National Press Club, a larger and better venue. We can accommodate 1,000 people. I will definitely be there. Alex, I'm inviting you. This is where the Patriots...
I know. I wasn't going to go. I kind of decided a week ago not to go just because... It's just I like to be in Texas. I like to be separate from D.C., but I think I've got to go to the Deplorable. I know I've been invited to some other, obviously, big functions, but my place would be out there in the crowds battling the communists. But I got to be honest with you, I get sick of battling the communists. You know what I mean?
Well, there's something to be said for, you know, camaraderie with your fellow patriots. Because those
Absolutely, and there are some lovely patriots as well.
And those who've been in the vanguard of the Trump campaign will be at the Deplorable because we can't afford the $25,000 a ticket events for the inaugural committee. So this is really the people's inaugural event. And if we're fortunate, some members of the Trump family may drop by. So I really urge you to make
it. I'm going to be there, Roger, and I'm going to be there. But I was going to try to leave folks in suspense, but I just can't miss it. Now, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your time. Get some rest. I mean, I know you're texting me at 4 a.m. and you're texting me at 6 a.m. I mean, you're working like 20 hours a day, 18 hours a day. How soon are the big books done?
Well, I'm supposed to turn in a manuscript on Christmas. Then I've got to do some editing with an idea to get it out the door by January 1st. Realistically, would like to make it for the inauguration. That's when it's currently scheduled. Still shooting for that, but remains to be seen. I just would like to be first. This book will be historic. You're going to learn things you cannot learn anywhere else about what really happened here. And this book will be popular with some people and not so popular with others. I don't want to mention any names, John Podesta, but there are people who aren't going to like this book, Ted Cruz. And then there's some people who are going to hate this book, Huma Abedin. So stay tuned.
All right, and you always got such breaking news. We're going to Matt Bracken here on the Islamic attacks in Europe and more, but you've always got such other big, juicy exclusives. Any other juicy exclusives for us?
I'm going back to the boards here, Alex, and do some writing. But there'll be plenty of revelations in the making of the president, and I thank you for ordering 10,000 copies.
And by the way, we're live, and I'm not going to break, so I won't be able to talk to you till tonight. You'll probably be sleeping. Are we still planning on what we're planning next week?
We are, and I will be with you tomorrow, I think, in two segments. So I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
All right, we'll talk then. Thank you. I'll say goodbye. Lots of stuff going on behind the scenes. All right, there goes Roger Stone from StoneColdTruth.com. We're getting Matt Bracken on the line right now via video Skype as well to get some more hardcore Islamic attack news and some more of your phone calls for Danny and Ryan and Amy and Rebecca and Rich and folks that are patiently holding. Briefly, I get so carried away, I don't even plug my sponsors. I want to plug Solutions for Science and Armageddon, but I need to get the copy on that, great folks, as well. But we also fund ourselves independently here internally. And we bring in a lot more revenue when we discount stuff. That's why I already try to price stuff without a huge amount of profit. It's not that the profit's bad, but I want you to get a good value at a good price. So it's competitive, it's high quality, and so you get a big effect. So that's why we're doing this. And I just want to encourage all of you to take advantage of nutraceuticals that have changed my life and are just simply amazing. X2. Having the good iodine in my body has totally changed my life. Having Supermill Vitality has completely changed it. The stamina, the libido, the energy, the parasite cleanse, natural defense, the other products, the oxy powder, all of it are just the very best products out there. We go out and private label the already best products, best sellers out there that are the highest quality, and then discount them. Or we go out and develop our own systems like DNA Force, Lung Cleanse, and so many other products, Secret 12. Biome Defense are incredible. I mean, it's the very best. We have it in 250 billion cultures and 250 and 500 billion cultures, two different bottle sizes at InfoWarsLife.com, Prostaguard, just all of it, bone joint support, InfoWarsLife.com, free shipping, 50 to 30% off across the store. Hillary for prison 2017 with George Soros as a goblin, saying deport him on the back. We've almost sold out of the Trump is my president red shirt. We've also got the new shirt, Republic Defense Force Citizen Press shirts. I haven't even talked about those new shirts that just came in, and so much more. We have an entire Made in America line of apparel where it costs us like $10 to $15 a shirt that we sell for $25. Or I can just pay for $3 from a shirt from Mexico and sell it for $15 or $9.95. I mean, people just choose the stuff from Mexico or wherever. That's fine. We give you the choice. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And again, my friends, we're under attack. A lot of folks would bitch and complain about it. I'm very proud of the fact we have the entire state-run media attacking us, foreign media attacking us, the EU saying shut us down and block us, the communist Chinese attacking us. I mean, this is epic. This is legendary. We've gone from being huge to just gigantor in our footprint of resistance. We're still a tiny organization. The amount of funding we bring in for an organization this powerful is small. We're huge successes at reaching people, gigantic failures at raising capital. But we're still kings of raising capital in a system where the big corporations don't give sponsorship to anybody that supports freedom, that supports justice, that supports sovereignty, and who isn't, quite frankly, evil. So we direct sale products to you because we couldn't expand just off the small sponsors we had. I'm also very picky about sponsors. So, again, we've been direct selling videos, books, things, you know, that I've produced and written for 20 years. But I've moved into other great products and things, and we've really created a model here that everybody else is trying to copy. And I'm not bragging. That's the most sincere form of flattery. I was on national private Russian libertarian TV that's on all over Russia with 40 million viewers a day today for an hour. And I was realizing when I was on the show, there was like famous Russians were on the show, like advisors to Putin, you name it. And I was sitting there going, oh, yeah, I know these guys. And they were there thanking me for the model and thanking me for, you know, changing the world paradigm. And it wasn't about my ego, but it was surreal. To go, I better do a better job. Because, see, I hate people thanking me because I'm sitting here thinking how I stumble, how I gibber, how I get obnoxious, how I... But people see the sincerity. And for whatever reason, we're kicking butt globally. This message, 1776 worldwide, isn't about America and some conquest of other countries. It's about an idea of the Renaissance that came out of America going global to defeat collectivism. say what you want about America, we are the kings of free market renaissance in our heyday. We want to bring that back because it's back to the future.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Yep, but through the storm, you come out on the other side. Blood on her hands. Drudge always knows how to boil it down. Berlin Market Massacre. Ex-Nazi airport becomes refugee camp. This is war, says member of their parliament. Says they're under Islamic attack. But we see the leading candidate in the polls for the new president or prime minister of the Netherlands being convicted. What was it, 2 weeks ago, Geert Wilders, for simply saying, bringing in these Moroccans and people, the crime rate's going up. They've ordered in the Netherlands, in Sweden, and in Deutschland to cover up crime statistics that almost all rapes are by the Islamists. Because in their culture, if a woman's not covered up, they're fair game. Then if you rape her, she goes to prison. Again, this is everything that Matt Bracken has predicted. If you go to Infowars.com, we have Paul Watson's boil down and breakdown of this. Now, notice, first they said it was just a truck. It was an accident running over Christmas trees and 60-something people critical and 12 dead. We had 80-something dead in Nice and hundreds injured. They tried to cover that up as well. Like San Bernardino shooting people in front of the Christmas tree. The husband and wife, the FBI knew, was ordered to stand down 2 years before. They were going to the Middle East, going to Saudi Arabia, going to Pakistan for training. It's incredible. You go to Pakistan for training. You're a jihadi. You're on your Facebook talking about how you like ISIS. We're going to kick your ass out of the country. If you weren't natural born, I think we should strip your citizenship. You're a jihadi anchor, baby. We want to throw you and your family out of here, back to one of the hell holes you came from, where you're all killing each other. I am sick of this. Political correctness is not a suicide pact. So while Bracken's talking, we're going to show you what the media doesn't want you to see. Oh, they'll show you fake violence or occasional rare right-wing violence all day. They don't want you to see the Islamists running over people with trucks and all the rest of it, just like this guy up in Ohio tried. When the cops shot him with, you know, the Somali stabbing people, the media said it was racist. So CNN called the act of terror a truck crash again yesterday. That was going on. Berlin truck attacker identified a 23-year-old Pakistani refugee they found with blood all over him. But now they say they don't think it's him and released him. Because, like I said, bring down Merkel. So they're just, there'll be a catch-and-release thing now. I mean, I'm not saying he's 100% guilty. That's just who the witnesses said and everybody, and he's all bloody. And reportedly, they said pulled out of the truck. But you know what? I'm sure the truck's Megatron. It did it on its own. How low can you go? Ukrainian PM calls Russian ambassador's murder a hero. That's who Soros has installed in the Ukraine. CNN, again, responds to Islamic terror attack in Berlin by blaming conservatives. We didn't kiss their butts enough. We told them not to poop in the pool. These are Merkel's deaths. German MEP blames chancellor for refugee attack. Fake news. New York Times claims self-driving truck kills nine in Berlin. Yeah, even though it wasn't true. They just make crap up. This is the enemy media. Merkel's open-door policy blamed for Berlin truck attack. German state minister, we're in a state of war. The interior minister of the German state of Saarland said Tuesday Germany is in a state of war after a man drove a truck into a crowded Berlin Christmas market, killing 12 people and injuring 48 and suspected terrorist attack. Beautiful carols, beautiful lights, beautiful trees. A cultural event, running over people. And, oh, my gosh, the left, Obama came out after the Ohio attack and said, don't blame Islam. Yeah, don't blame a Somali who was here illegally, who pledged allegiance to Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Why do they hate us so much? Why is the left allied with them? And now that Trump got the electors, 303 yesterday, a 270 he needed, more people went against Hillary than went against him. Notice how it backfired. Another repudiation of these people. They don't care. I don't think they're going away. I think they're going to plan something else. Let's get Matt Bracken's take on all this former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, who I didn't even know about until about a year and a half ago, who got highly recommended by some of my Pentagon sources. And by the way, I can pick the phone up and call current high-level CIA, current Pentagon. I can pick up the phone and I'm not going to brag here. The media goes crazy with it. Everybody knows who I can talk to, who I do talk to. Okay? And let's just say the reason they talk to me is because they know who I talk to. And I've just been basically told that I've been adopted as the mouthpiece of what's really going on. I'm not told what to say. I know what's going on. Okay? I'm not bragging. I'm telling the listeners, you need to understand, the good news is we'd already be in martial law if it wasn't for about 90% of the military being awake. And Trump, you notice, put all these generals in knowing they're planning a coup once he gets in or before. So people are going to say, oh, you're going to back fascism by Trump? Well, if they try to blow up the White House or something and he arrests a bunch of people, that's not fascism. We have the tyranny in our country. We're going to have to remove it. I don't want to arrest thousands of these people, but they're seditious. They're not going to stop. They're calling for killing the president-elect. I say arrest every damn one of them and charge them. If I called for killing the president, they'd arrest me, and they should. Matt Bracken, I mean, people need to understand, from my view, we're in the middle of a civil war still. What do you say?
Definitely, and it's a dangerous time. We did hold off their electoral coup. It even blew back on Hillary, where she lost more electoral votes than Trump did. But they won't give up. They never quit. You know, this is the red-green alliance. This is Islam and the left allied against civilization. We see it starkly in Germany. Even now, you know, they are afraid to name what it is, which is Islamic terror, something that all Muslims need to know, all the quote-unquote moderate Muslims. People aren't stupid. Even though the mainstream media portrayals might make it sound like we're blind and stupid, we understand there's no protesting going on. millions come out to protest against Muhammad cartoons. They don't come out to protest against slaughter in the streets. And the way that I look at it, the only difference between the moderate Muslims and the radical Muslims is that the moderate Muslims are just demographically planning to take over, as the radicals, you know, are sort of the bad cop in a ongoing good cop, bad cop routine. The bad cops are blowing up buildings or, you know, driving over people with trucks. And then we're told, don't make the good Muslims mad. Just give them a little bit more. So what we're seeing now is the extinguishing of Christianity in Europe. You think there are going to be these Christmas festivals in Europe outside anymore?
And notice the leftists are all trying to sue and ban Christmas trees. They say don't even hand out Christmas cards, which is your First Amendment. They're now saying don't even use holiday in the colleges. The left is synced up trying to extinct Christianity.
Well, this is and this is the meaning of Islam. It's not peace. It's submission. Islam means submission. You'll get peace, theoretically, after the entire world has submitted to Islam, which I don't plan to do. The other attack, though, I would like to mention in a minute, the other attack in Ankara, the policeman in his suit with his ID and his, you know, service pistol. I think that's got the elites way more freaked out than what happened at the Christmas fair in Berlin.
Well, Russia thinks it's a false flag to try to, and my word from a high-level Pentagon source last week, and I went with it on air, is they're going to try to escalate the Syria thing before Obama leaves, and that really try to start a bombing war against Russia. They're hoping they retaliate. The word is, and Russia said this, they're going to lay back and wait till Trump gets in. What's your intel?
Well, I just want to continue on this thought about this assassin that's up on the screen right now. When the elites are worried, they're not worried about us getting run over in streets or blown up in a cafe. They could care less. We're the peasants. We're outside of the green zone. You know, we're living out in the hinterland in the West world. They're living inside of the protected perimeter. So when somebody in a suit and tie with a clean shaven face walks up and shoots a tier one, you know, ambassador in the head, that gets their attention. I'll call people's attention also back to previous assassinations by security. Indira Gandhi was killed by a security guard. Anwar Sadat was killed by soldiers that jumped out of a truck during a pass-in review. So, you know, the elites, they start to freak out when they see their own security agents assassinating them from behind, because they're all surrounded by security that they think
they can trust.
Well,
sure. I mean, it's normally your security. People always ask, why don't I get security? And I said, it's usually your security that kills you. That's what people contract with to kill you.
Yeah, and it's they're not in all cases, but I mean, they are susceptible to being paid by the highest bidder.
Well, look at RFK. I mean that was somebody's security killed him there in L.A. Absolutely. But what do you think the overall message is? I mean, the jihadis, I guess, I mean, as you said, they're testing Merkel and others to make sure they sit there and cover up it's Islam. That's part of their deal.
Right. Well, if Merkel doesn't resign now, obviously she's, you know, never going to resign. If she's reelected, then put a fork in Germany. And as Germany goes, Europe goes. I wrote something for Gates of Vienna last year about hybrid vigor. You know, that I don't worry about Germans, but I worry a lot about Islamized Germans, super Germans. It was the Berbers of Morocco that invaded Spain after they were Islamized and had that convert zeal. It wasn't the skinny little desert Arabs. It was the Berbers of Morocco after they had become Islamized. I fear what will happen when Germans are Islamized. You know, when all of these German lesbians are suddenly having five or six children, like it or not, that are going to be raised a Muslim, in one or two generations, Germany could become a powerhouse of Europe in a very bad way.
Well, by the way, Islam, I mean, we've got top imams saying it. We're going to take the women. We're going to make our new super Islam people. Ha, ha, ha. The men are pigs. They're cowards. They give us their women. I mean, they're so freaking arrogant.
Right. But there are heroes in Europe like Geert Wilders. And, you know, he is very similar to Trump in this respect. He understands the media jujitsu. A year ago, people thought Trump was an idiot for, you know, going face to face with the mainstream media in ways that weren't flattering to him, you know, putting out tweets that people said were stupid or blunders. But he was appealing to the Joe Blue Collar. He was appealing to middle America. And Geert Wilders is doing the same thing. So when these left wing politicized judges in Holland convict Geert Wilders of saying nasty things about Moroccans, that just makes him more popular. So he's understanding this populist jujitsu the way that Trump did, the way that the left in this country is still trying to figure out. They're still trying to, you know, go back to the old playbook. Let's blame it on the Russians or blame it on fake news. They still don't know what's hitting them. So there's still a lot of room out here for the populist jujitsu experts. And I hope the best for Wilders in Holland. I think his election is in March, February or March. So we should see a very interesting 2017. And remember also, in Germany and across Europe, it's only because of luck and incompetence on the part of these terrorists that there aren't attacks like last night weekly. And there was a 12-year-old about a week ago who was trying to take a nail bomb into another festival. You know, if that had gone off, it would have been another
festival. By the way, I was told by sources a year ago, it was Christmas again, and then also about 6 months ago, oh, the Germans keep busting them with big plastic explosive bombs that somebody's giving them in ambulances and stuff, trying to get them into sporting events to blow up a whole crowd. And sure enough, then it came out in the news that they've busted other ones trying to blow up soccer events. So, man.
Yeah, they're trying to, when they owned Mosul, they had a university in an oil region in northern Iraq. And for a couple of years, they were churning out, you know, university laboratory level chemists trained in just one thing, making peroxide explosive, so that they can then go to Europe and become teachers. You know, if you know how to make the triperoxide formula, all you need to do is, you know, buy bulk stuff that you can buy at cosmetology stores and supermarkets and so forth, and you can make something as powerful as C4. That's what blew up the bus in the subway in London. It's very, and the train in Madrid. It's very powerful. It doesn't have a great shelf life. It's hard to work with, but it's extremely powerful. And they've got now, you know, dozens, if not hundreds, of these chemists in Europe. And most of
them. Let me ask you this question. What is the master plan of the left to bring in 5 million of these people in Europe, hundreds of thousands here, not vet them, get them in as sleeper cells? Because from my study, they don't totally control the Islamicists. They have some control through rogue groups in MI6, the Israelis, and the CIA.
I think that they're evil, of course. But the more naive ones might think that they're going to just ride the tiger of Islam and then, in the wreckage of Europe, establish communism.
Sure. They're just taking money from Saudi Arabia now because they can live in a bigger apartment or drive a Ferrari.
But the better example, the better paradigm is Carlos the Jackal, who actually wrote a biography from his prison in France, where he is converted to Islam. You know, he was a communist Bader Meinhof type guy in the 60s and 70s. He converted to Islam, and he actually wrote a letter to President Obama, which was published, which is pretty amazing, saying that, you know, only an alliance between, you know, the left and Islam will ever be powerful enough to destroy capitalism in the West.
Sure, let's be clear. The left hates their smartphones, their money, their great medicine, everything so much, and they love wearing Che Guevara shirts so much that they would ally with something that literally keeps women as animals, all because they have some weird hate of the West.
Yes,
and some mental illness that was implanted in them. Where the hell does this come from?
But when it gets to nut cutting time, when it gets to head chopping time, history shows conclusively that these guys, like Carlos the Jackal, they take the easy way and convert to Islam. Because remember, if you're a totalitarian bastard and you're a man, Islam's not a bad deal. You get to beat your old lady, you get to, you know, rape children, marry your cousin's, you know, daughter who's 13 years old and beat her if she doesn't put out. I mean, so for an evil man, Islam is a pretty easy conversion from being an evil communist. Now, the commie women, they're the ones that are going to wake up in a burqa wondering what the heck happened to them. You know, these German women that aren't making babies will be making babies whether they like it or not if, you know, when Islam succeeds with their, you know, 5 babies per woman birth rate compared to 1.1, which isn't replaceable.
How did the West teach suicide to its people? It's just crazy to watch.
Yeah, I you have to go back to Antonio Gramsci and the Frankfurt Group and the who are the guys in England? The communists of the early 20th century.
The Fabian Socialists, all of them.
Fabians. it's going to be the long march through the institutions. That was the way that worked.
Well, they said it. They conquered us, and now they just want to. The weird thing is, they took over. They run everything. Why would they want to then blow it up?
Well, they thought that they could establish communism, but as communism has been defeated and pushed back, the only thing that they've got left is this alliance with Islam. And this is a word of warning to women. The men who preach communism and pivot to Islam aren't going to see a big decrease in their lifestyle. They may have two or three women after that. The women who think that they're going to stick with communism are the real fools in this, because they're going to wind up in a harem wearing a burqa having five babies, like it or not.
I know, it's so crazy. They only be allowed out if you're a piranha that worships it and helps keep the other women in line. You'll be kind of the house slave. We're going to break, come back, take a few final calls, and then 5 minutes the next hour, a few calls, and hand the baton to Paul Watson. And I said earlier I would get into the big, white man's guilt secret. They're spending this whole thing like, oh, minorities, it's your time to take over America, and you've got to be communist now or socialist. That's how you're rebellious. It's your country. Don't you want free market, right to self-defense, family? The globalists hate you. Adopt free market. Be wealthy. Be successful. Don't buy into the globalist paradigm. It's so incredible.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
All right, we got two more segments left, and Paul Watson's taking over from London, England. I just want to say this. The real discussion going on with white people that I know that are successful in business and life, most of them are married to somebody of another, quote, race, just the human race, and a lot of them are, is, whites are now 16th or 17th in mobility economically. Certainly you can say things were geared towards whites 50 years ago or whatever. But most white folks have gotten spoiled, or their kids are spoiled. That's why we're not upwardly mobile. It's Christian Lebanese or Chinese or whatever that you see at the top of the chart. But they sell this idea that white people existing is why you're poor, instead of wanting to find out why there was so much wealth and get involved in free market. And that's the establishment wanting a permanent underclass. And they write white papers on it. They admit it. And that's what's so dastardly about this, is they claim they want you to be successful, but they really just want to control you. And so now the discussions are, well, the white people didn't have kids and aborted all their kids. We really all need to really try, even though we're not in power, to try to educate people from the third world that never had this so the Americana future can go on. Because people always want to pass something on. It's like, to use the allegory of a fiction, you know, the Grand Torino. He doesn't like his family, so they're all spoiled rotten brats, so he, you know, gives his car away, you know, to the kid he liked next door. And, you know, it's kind of that way. You can inherit the West if you want it, but my God, let's not give it to radical Islam. Matt Bracken's our guest. We should also probably give you his website as well, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. The Gates of Vienna also is another great site that his work appears on. You can find his books. Ryan in Wyoming, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
First of all, I just wanted to say I believe the answer is sovereign men and women and sovereign households becoming self-sufficient. And your store, your product, X2 water filters, everybody needs to get them. The point I wanted to bring up was the tattoo offensive. In December of 2015, there were hundreds of propane tanks that were stolen. Also at the same time, there were hundreds of cell phones that were sold. And I just wanted to get Mr. Bracken's and
well, sure. Clearly there are jihad bases all over the country as sleeper cells that I guess the left can just give its nod. They'll start blowing stuff up as like the secret army. Then they bring in martial law afterwards. But if Obama's going to do that, he's got 30 days. Thank you for the call. Great point, Ryan. Mr. Bracken, what do you say to that?
Well, I can't rule anything out in terms of that timing. But, if an attack of sufficient magnitude happens, even under President Trump, it really wouldn't be that much of a different outcome. If there's, say, a grid attack, you know, or even just a simple kinetic rifle attack against enough, power substations. Putting this country into a grid-down scenario is going to be ugly no matter who's in charge. Same thing with crashing the economy. Some kind of a cyber attack that tanks out our banking system, destroys the EBT system. It won't matter if Thomas Jefferson or George Washington are in charge. There is not going to be an easy solution if the lights go out and our cities explode.
And Soros has doubled the amount of money to domestic destabilization operations, showing they're planning something big.
Right, and the media is going to continue to be their cheerleader. I mean, I'm watching the media, and the only time that you see anything like a hate crime are these fake hoaxes, the hoaxes, you know, the hijab babes that always turn out to be hoaxes.
Every case of Islamists being attacked in America turns out to be fake.
But the media never shows that at all. Instead, they'll show some, you know, frat brother alleged incident. Like
attacks on Islam at record levels. Yeah, exactly. It's totally sick. Well, they've been apologizing for the latest jihad attack.
But the thing is, their power is slipping. And, you know, Drudge is right. You're right. Other people talking about this are right. The media is Julian Assange. He's certainly right.
He says they have less and less credit. I mean, they just have no pertinence. They just aren't even on the radar.
No. That's right. Your star is rising and theirs is slipping. They just don't know it yet.
It isn't a fun star to be rising, but we're doing our duty. It's the audience spreading the word, spreading the videos. People now realize. I mean, look, the globalists planned a total takeover of the country and basically re-education, telling us what words to use. So, of course, there was a resistance to that. And now, if the controllers want to go to the next level, my God, they are going to get their ass stomped. Back in 70 seconds, we're going to talk to a couple more callers here, Adam in New York and others, with Matt Bracken. Then Paul Watson takes over from London.